Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. I've come to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have today. Oh, one just dropped on the floor. Don't worry about that. Rebecca said, universal colours, are they neutrals or not? Well, some of them are and some of them aren't. So if we look at what we could call universal colours, just going to grab my colour wheel here. We often look at teal and red violet as being universal colours. Now, to me, these are very much colour wheel colours, so they are not neutrals. Often a true red and a true green is also called a universal colour. But again, they are definitely colour wheel colours, very coloured, very obvious, so therefore not neutrals. But if we think about a warmish grey, so a slightly greeny grey, a taupe, which is a brown grey, which both have elements of warm and cool, these would be neutrals. Or a marine navy, because we consider navy to be a neutral. So because it's very dark, so the more you have a very dark colour, the more it becomes more neutral, because dark colours are more receding, so therefore they're less noticeable. Because the whole point about neutrals, they're either kind of off colour wheel, or they are receding and dark, or very greyed out. So when we're thinking about mostly the teals, the red violets, the reds and greens, these are very much colour wheel colours. They are very much obvious, they're more advancing colours, versus when we think about the soft white, the deep taupe, or any sort of taupe really, greys, browns, these are generally more receding, and this is why they are the are neutrals and are still, you can still have universal neutrals, but you can have universal colours. So a colour, not really a neutral. You'll find that if you're wearing a red, even if it is that kind of true red, it'll still be an obvious colour and something that people really notice. So therefore, not a neutral. There we go. Hope that helps. Next question. Laurie said, how to do an inner column of colour without getting bored? Now, this is something that when we are thinking about an inner column of colour, so a column of colour is kind of a top and bottom in the same sort of colour. So therefore, we're not really breaking the body up with a obvious horizontal line at our midsection. So how to do this without getting bored? Well, there are ways of doing it. A, doesn't have to be a top and a bottom. It could be a dress. There we go, dresses. So that gives you variety. So it's not just I'm wearing pants and a top or a skirt and a top every day. A dress is one way to do a column of colour without having to do anything. It's the easiest way. We can think about looking at colours that they don't have to be exactly the same to do your inner column of colour. Instead, you could think about doing, if I do, say a navy, you know, say I've got a pair of jeans on, then maybe my jeans, I'll just put that with a teal top. So even though it's not a true column of colour, it's close enough that that horizontal line between the top and the bottom isn't really obvious. Versus if I went and put on, you know, a red top, for example, that would have a very obvious horizontal line difference versus these two don't. So thinking about more analogous colours, colours that are next to each other, they're just a step apart on the colour wheel, will not create the really obvious difference between top and bottom, and so therefore are going to be much easier to wear even when you don't want to wear a true column of colour. So thinking about just going analogous one step away. Then of course we can add other elements to the outfit. We can add a topper. So if we did just a blue column, then adding a red topper one day, or adding some other completely different colour another day, that's going to make you feel like you're wearing more different things. So remember, if you're adding toppers to that, but in the middle of summer, if we're just doing a column and we don't want to add anything, it's too hot, can I look for jewellery or scarves or other things that create that interest and make me feel like I'm wearing something a bit more different? Because that's part of it. It's that feeling of wearing something more different rather than feeling like you're wearing the same thing every day. You could look for even a pattern like this. So I've got a pair of blue jeans on with this. And because even though this is patterned and my jeans are plain, the color is quite similar. So that is another way we could think about it. It's adding like a bit of a pattern. So I find a more blended pattern is much easier to wear than one that is more stark or contrasty. Particularly if you're wanting that item to be a bit more receding and a bit less obvious in your outfit. So do think about like what kind of patterns you could add that still blend with your bottoms, similar sorts of colours. That is another option. But there you go. So we've got dresses, we've got analogous colours, we've got added patterning in the monochromatic colour scheme, but it blends with your bottom. There are a few different ideas, and of course what accessories, scarves, details, vests, all those sorts of things you want to add over the top will also add interest and variety, because of course the topper over a column of colour doesn't have to have anything to do with whatever you have as your bottom half. So of course you can there have something completely different, so it makes you feel like you're wearing more different colours every day. Okay, last question for today. Comes from Annabelle, who says, I'm going grey but don't want to go blonde as the rest of my hair is quite dark and I have warm exotic colouring. So if you have deep warm colouring, then we don't want to go blonde when we're getting a few greys because it's too much contrast, it's too stark, it's too much. I've just got my hair colour book here. So if we were imagining that, say, maybe she has, you know, a chocolate brown hair like that, we don't want to be going up to here. We could just do, if you just want to start blending the greys away, even just a couple of shades lighter can give you that, like it just makes it less obvious, but we're not really changing your colouring, just a few highlights. It doesn't have to be all over the head. Really depends how grey you're going, but just a couple of shades lighter can be the way to go. We're not talking about doing really light blonde hair. So that is something you can think about. You can add, and of course there's lots of different undertones in colour, so they've got, they're quite warm ones. If you had cool colouring, then you would look for something cooler, or you could add in, you know, something a bit redder. I'm just looking here if there's any good examples. Not really. Here's some kind of quite reddish sorts of browns, but if we've got quite a dark colour, I'd only be going a couple of shades away for any sort of highlight. I wouldn't be going four or six shades away or more with your highlights if you don't really want to change your value, because otherwise that's going to start to make your value too light, and maybe you're not ready for it yet, particularly if you're not dyeing your natural hair colour, you're just letting the greys come through and you just want a way to kind of make them a little bit less obvious. So just going a couple of shades lighter is probably all you need to think about. Hopefully those little answers helped you with your style questions. Of course, please do keep sending me style questions for upcoming Q&A sessions for my Lucky Dip. Do send me more. Let me know what it is that you want to know and I will answer them in upcoming videos. And of course, you know, if you want to know what kind of colors suit you and what sort of palettes and all those sorts of things, do get onto my 7 Steps to Style program, which has all the information about the kinds of colors, the kinds of styles that you are looking for that really work for you, and you create your own set of personal style guidelines to work from, so that you feel authentic in your style and you look your best every day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.